Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yo, what is going on? And welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I'm Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. Co-executive directors of Vibes are back in the building.
Guess
Bridget,
back,
it's great
back,
to have you back.
Back again.
after your birthday bender.
Bridget's back.
Birthday bender. The
birthday. Bridget's birthday bender.
Yeah. Triple B's.
Made it out alive.
But we're here with our guy FIFA as well.
Yes, so sir.
What's going on? FIFA, multiple time guest on the show. He was on the 100th episode special.
He's a guest host.
He's an annual guest host. Right. We have a contract with him.
Yeah, we got to get these in contractually. So every quarter.
He's getting too big for us. We have to call his brother so he can like reach out to him.
Every time he drops a new hit, contact him.
Just doxing his brother, just like that. Yeah.
3 a.m. conversations are the best.
The comments are gonna be like, "Did y'all get that? Who got the last four?"
Get a random FaceTime from a Toxica, the nearest Toxica.
Where's FIFA?
I'm trying to get a hold of him. The next podcast is us answering the calls.
Yeah,
we
got you on the line.
FIFA
here
stories.
FIFA, what would you
FIFA
like
stories.
To say?
How did FIFA ghost your story? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Remember that one time at the club?
The door is open.
Yeah.
It's Halloween. That was a ghost.
He said ghosts aren't real. He doesn't believe in ghosts. No.
Be my boo.
But we brought him on because we wanted to, you know, this being a cultural podcast as well as a soccer podcast, you know, we want to talk about music and the music industry and things that, you know, go on both in front of the scenes and behind the scenes. And you know, we've been talking about this, Julio, since we started the pod of doing, you know, some kind of music centric episode. And you know,
Roy shut us down like a few times.
Nah, it wasn't even that. It was just we were looking for
you know, time. Yeah, I didn't have any viewers at that point. That's why he was like, what's the point?
Well, that's crazy.
That's actually crazy.
That's crazy.
I believe
now that's actually crazy because I was the first one on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I take it back.
But yeah, so I mean, we're waiting for a right time. And I think it is that, you know, obviously there's been some stuff going on in music. You know, obviously, you know, Drake's album just dropped. There's a million other things, you know, going on. But FIFA, we had to bring you on because, yeah, you know, yeah, of your expertise, your background in this. So you want to just start off by just sharing some of your background in music, how you got started.
Shout out Urban Pitch for having me again. Shout out to y'all for having me. It's always dope to sit around and, you know, have this conversation. But it started since I was young. My mom put me to sing in church when I was 5. She said I used to play the cassette. La pista, we used to call it pista. I would play the lyrics, play the instrumental, flip. She's like, you would just stay there. I was like 5, 6. She's like, you just stay there for hours and just flip it. And then I got into soccer, and then the music stuff came with like high school freestyling class, f***ing around with classmates, clowning each other. You feel right, me? Yo, yeah. Your shoes look whack. Right, for that. Right. You know, meet you in the back. I'm gonna smack you. You feel me? Just dumb shit. And then as I kept going, like I just started seeing signs of just music. Music, musicians, producers, just always being in studios. I'm like, why am I in here? Like, why? What's my purpose? You get me? And then they actually valued my input. They respected my input on music. And I picked up a pen. I started writing to a whole bunch of like J Dilla beats. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then I was inspired by Wiz Khalifa. You feel me? Yeah. And then and it's just history from there. Homies in the hood had a studio. There was like, Fief, hey, you, one of us gonna make it in here. It was like 20 of us. It's like, one of us gotta make it in here. It was like, Fief, I don't give a fuck. You gotta get in and just do your shit. I was like, bro, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Fuck it. I went in there, I laid a verse, and when I came out, they all had like a look, like, like they was like, okay, mm-hmm. like yo, your voice. They first thing they said was like your voice. Mm-hmm. They was like your voice stands out, bro. You just gotta go for Spanish, but your voice stands out. And then I just learned how to record my own stuff. After that, I fell in love with it. Spent 16 hours a day engineering my own stuff, learning Pro Tools for like 3-4 years, and now I could say I'm an engineer, artist, producer, you get me? And now I do it all. So it's like 6-7 years in the game.
Yeah,
it's going crazy.
Just a jack of all trades. You know?
All around, I do rebounds, I steal the ball, I block the shots, I shoot 3 points.
Filling up the Brock score.
Left hand layup, right hand layup.
He does it all.
All around player, yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Football is back, and Bet Online is your number one information source for all your sports wagering info with all the up-to-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on statistics, news, and odds. From Week 1 all the way to the college football playoff and Super Bowl, BetOnline gives you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
But that's pretty much how it came through, yeah. So shout out to my boy Bug, Jinx, all the homies that put me on and really believed in me when I didn't even think of myself. Like, you know, I couldn't see it, but they saw it before I did.
When you hit the studio with the homies in that moment, were you in there already doing, like, did it come out, like, Spanish, English, or how?
English, because I was around, like, just the English crowd. Mm-hmm. So it was just English. And Spanish was only known as reggaeton, and you know that's right. A culture thing. Like yeah. Reggaeton
really
comes from the
big
PR.
In rap.
Yeah. So it wasn't really big in rap. Like the rap that we know out here in LA was like Chicano rap. So I was like, oh, I ain't trying to do that.
Right.
Yeah. You get me?
Right.
It's like
summertime's keep coming around.
Even though it has a success, you get me?
Sure.
It's had a success, but it doesn't define who I am. I was like, you know, I'm a
that wasn't you.
Skater kid.
Right.
You know,
right,
skateboarder, right. You know, chill. I love tattoos. I love smoking weed. I love girls. I love dude. I like hanging with the homie. You get me?
Yeah.
So it's like a different vibe. And I just had to find myself in the music and finding my comfort and having my brother, somebody like Bravo around and Ron. And they just kept pushing me like, bro, we don't like that. Nope. We don't like that. Next verse. Nope. Mm. Next hook. Bro, that's not your sound. Nope. I took a lot of just like, no, keep going. And then the Spanish stuff came from like brainstorming. I would brainstorm, like to get in a comfortable zone. I would freestyle in Spanish and just fuck around.
Right.
And then they were like, bro, just do this in Spanish. You sound good. I was like, nah, I don't know. Mm. And then I started seeing more like the Balvins and the Bad Bunnies in them. And then I just mixed it bilingual. I was like, fuck it, I'll do bilingual. That's when I made NVIDIA. That was a English verse with a Spanish hook.
Right.
Something you hadn't heard yet.
Yeah.
Despacito wasn't even out when that came out.
Yeah.
And within that time, everybody's like, nah, this ain't gonna work. Bilingual's not gonna work. You gotta stick to one. And then Beaver hopped on Despacito, and then Nicki Minaj hopped on that on that one record. And then they
Beyonce
started mixing
did
it up. Beyonce, Mi Gente remix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then you started seeing signs of that. You got me? And then, now we're here.
Yeah, now we're here. Before we get started on the whole pod, though, you got a new single out called Mata. How did that come around? How's it doing? Is one of your favorite songs out now? Or like the one have you done, favorite song you've done so far?
My favorite song is still like, I still love the cumbia stuff, like the cumbia sample stuff, because I feel like that's my identity.
Yeah.
The reggaeton one, Mata, was basically because LA artists have always been known to have a limit, a ceiling, right? We just want to cater to our crowd, what we know. And coming around like Frenchie and other producers, and they were just like, nah, your voice needs to hit a different pocket. Like, we hear it. Like, start doing reggaeton. Chris O'Bannon's like, Fief, you got the voice.
Yeah.
I worked with Cricket, who produced all the Peso Pluma stuff, you get me? And he was just like, cabrón, you have a fucking voice. Go pop, go Latin pop. Do reggaeton, ese, do reggaeton, ese. Like, you sound good, you get me? He had me writing for, like, Becky G and Rao, and you get me? So, I can't say I got comfortable in it, but I got like confidence with doing reggaeton and getting used to the bounce and the rhythm. And then Mata just, it's a dope record. I think it's the most melodic sound I have.
For
you
sure.
feel me? It's very, we rewrote that like 6-7 times, you feel me? I'm a crafty artist. I like to make sure that if I'm gonna do this, I wanna make sure this shit gonna sound right.
Yeah.
Right. It gotta come off right. But yeah, shout out to Frenchie, Roger, the producer, Selly, helped me co-write some of it. I wrote some of it, and I was just like, man, I need a Puerto Rican to help me get that pocket.
Right.
I'm an LA cat by heart, sure. So mm-hmm. You get me? And then she just helped me fill out certain pockets. I was like, oh yeah, this shit sounding mm-hmm. crazy. Let's run it. But yeah, that's how it came about. And we got more of those coming.
Yeah.
A lot more.
It's just the beginning with that one.
It is, sure. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a great beginning to,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I mean, it's catchy. As far as starts go,
it has a fire verse. Yeah,
yeah. yeah but
I'm gonna jump on the remix.
The people yeah. going.
It gets the people going. But that was it. It was just setting a tone of like, I could be an LA artist and I don't have to be put in a box. I could go mainstream. I could compete mm-hmm. with the Bunnies and the Drakes and the Balvins and them. And to have an LA artist, Latino LA artist, to be like, yeah, it's not just a bald headed Chicano kid rapping.
Right.
It's gonna hit bigger, you get me? So I'm just thinking bigger and further yeah. than what we've gone.
Yeah, and your versatility, I feel like, is something that we've been talking about, whether it's, you know, slipping in between different Pause. Genres of music. Mm-hmm. Be professional here, come on.
Pause.
Crazy. Going in between different genres, Pause you know, still. Having, you know, a wide skill set, doing different things, whatever, you know, it is that you're doing. You've had multiple yeah. experiences, both as an, you know, as a performing artist. You know, you've written for some artists. Mm-hmm. You know, doing whether it's producing, doing everything, kind of, you know, that comes with this music thing. Yeah. Talk about some of your experiences, you know, outside of being a performing artist, whether it's, you know, writing, producing, and all that.
As far as like what inspires me to make music,
or just like some of the experiences and credits that you have, you know, just being in that you know creative field outside of like
your talent,
recording
like
music
your
yourself,
music.
You know, because yeah, you've written for different artists.
I spent
as well.
A lot of my early career with Kool & the Gang. I don't know if y'all heard.
Yeah,
y'all know
yeah,
who they
cool,
are?
Of
yeah,
course.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I was coached by George Brown. George Brown really put me under his wing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
like yeah, that's big. That's like
yeah. So
you know?
He. Yeah, I was in studios with them, and he was, and they just loved it. You know, they just rocked me. They yeah. were just like, "Yo, just Feef, come over another session." I'm like, "Damn, Feef, come
one.
Over another God damn." But then when you go in there, you see 32 platinum plaques, and yeah. I don't know how many Grammys they got. Yeah. I said, "Oh yeah, I gotta be there." I was mm-hmm. like, "Yo, I gotta be there, David, please." I was like, "You know, if I didn't have money or anything, I had my brother to back me up. He'll drive me over there." He's like, "Man, fuck it, this is a good move. Drop me off or he'll hang out too," you feel me? So shout out George Brown, Kool & the Gang really put me on and taught me how to be crafty and take my time with music and not be okay with the first rough. They were like, first rough is okay. This is like a paper, it's like a essay. You wanna come back, rewrite it. So I remember being in sessions with them and they just came back and kept attacking that same song over and over and over. At the moment I didn't get it. I was like, this is, it don't sound like this, right. It ain't getting better. And then when I heard the final version, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, okay, now I get their intention. But shout out Kool & the Gang, man. They really put me on. And I sat around a lot of those sessions. That's where I picked up a lot of game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, there's legends. You know,
legends, bro. Yeah. Just celebrate.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, that's like undoubted. Like, you play Kool & the Gang in whatever different atmosphere or function with it, you know, you can play at a party, you can play at a wedding, and it's gonna get people,
yeah.
it's getting people going like
that. It gets them going, and they're the ones that pretty much installed that in my head. It was like, Feef, I don't want you to think so small. It's such a bigger world. Make world music.
Yeah.
Also met Will.i.am. Will.i.am was mad cool. Brought me into a studio, and just you know, we just had a dope talk. I was just like, bro, how'd you do it? He was like, come on, walk with me. Let me show you. There's my 3D printer. Yeah. Boom, boom, everything you see in the building is this printer printed out, the couches, the desk, everything. Boom, yeah. He had his whole setup.
Rocking and some like ostrich leather.
Yeah, he pretty much taught me how to not brand myself, but how to carry myself as an artist and not depend on a label.
Mm.
He was just like, nah, you gotta, like, right. if you wanna make it in this game, you gotta create your own lane and your own environment, pretty much. You get me? He had everything he needed in one building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get me? So that's, I've just been picking up game from the OGs. That's, you get me?
Yeah.
Just to circle back, I know you talked about Bad Bunny. We could talk about FIFA, about FIFA the whole pod. He's yeah. more than just a friend. He's a brother to us. But let's talk about like current music. Have you listened to the new Drake album?
No.
That's no, two of us.
He's not.
I don't think he's. I heard some of it. I skimmed through new music, but I like to get influenced by old music. Like the new music, I stay away from it just so I don't
fall into that trap.
Fall into that laziness, mm-hmm. and be like, oh, he got away with this, boy. You get me? Right, it's like, right. Damn, I'm gonna go do some lazy.
The low hanging fruit right there.
Yeah. So I'm studying old stuff. I'm studying like old music, the way it's composed, when they break the beat down, when the switches come. I don't feel like I could learn from Drake right now. You get me? I feel like he's very simple, one track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
It's just one track beat. It's not really like musical. Like yeah, I like musical stuff.
And I think we can get into like the whole Drake album and the response to that. But as a whole, I think a lot of the new music that's coming out and in general, like not a lot of it is like really exciting. Because like if you go through like the history of, let's just taking hip hop as a general, as a genre in
boom,
general.
Boom, bap.
You know, you have different different eras of rap, and same with like rock. You know, like rock through the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, like all have like a specific sound to it. Like, you know, and then at some point, rock kind of became over commercialized. You know, you get bands like that people love to make fun of, like Nickelback and Creed, who, for the record, kind of have some bangers. Like they do have some bangers.
Creed has bangers.
You know, they do have some bangers, but people make fun of them because you know it's like it takes all the edge, all of the, you know, like what made rock.
It takes
all that away, and it's just like so commercial, and you know, kind of sounds the same and homogenized. And I think maybe like we're starting to see that with, I mean, it's 50 years of hip hop. This was the anniversary this year. You know, you had the genesis in the 80s, the golden era in the 90s, you know, the more commercialization in the 2000s, but you still had regional sounds coming out everywhere. 2010s was like the blog era, you know, and so there's always like something like to define and this is like obviously skimming over a lot of stuff, but like there's always something to kind of be like excited about. And like as for me personally, at least, you know, always listening to, you know, what's coming out next, and always wanted to be like ahead of the curve and like, you know, put my friends on to, you know, different artists and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But now it seems like maybe I'm getting old. Maybe they're not making music for me.
You're
but
getting old. I'm just kidding.
It could be that. It could very well be that. You know,
I remember when my friends, like, the thing was like, hey, did you hear that new Dat Piff mixtape? Like, from Lil Wayne or Cassidy. Like, hey, did you hear that bar on the third song? Mm-hmm. Like. Now it's just like,
but now it's like
maybe because we're older though, because I feel like the kids are very excited about it. Like, it's about the kids. I think the kids are the ones that
for
make
sure, for
songs
sure.
go viral. You
yeah,
get me?
But now it's like, you know, like I think I like Lil Baby, and I think Lil Baby has done a lot. But like, I hear one Lil Baby song, and like it's like this. I don't know what album this is off of. I don't know what, you know what,
right.
You know, or same with Gunna, or like some of these like kind of newer artists that are like in right now. It's like.
Right.
It's like kind of like the same, and the same with Drake. Like those last like three or four albums, like have just kind of been like a lot of the same stuff. He tried to kind of do something new on his Honestly House? Nevermind, where he kind of did House, but that wasn't even like a big enough switch where like, cause other people were doing that. Like,
cause it kind of gave like One Dance vibe.
And like other people were doing that better than him too. Yeah. So it's like, you know, so I think, what is it with like today, like the stuff that's coming out today?
I think the thing is artists caught on to the business. So they're not making music. No, they're playing the business.
Right.
Drake is dropping tapes. I don't know his contract, but I just know that his contract might be like, you got to drop a certain amount of albums to get the hell out that contract.
Right. Yeah.
You get me? So this could be just a
the Frank Ocean. The
throwaway.
Frank Ocean
this move. Is probably a throwaway. He's trying to get out that contract. Yeah. You get me? So you got to understand, like, the game has been exposed. Artists move like labels now. Artists are the full brand. Labels don't know what to do with artists no more because they're like, how can we help? We have all the resources. But at the end of the day, you could drop a song tomorrow and blow up on TikTok. You don't need no
label, you don't need
right?
no radio.
Right. You don't need no label. You don't need radio.
You're moving on
radio.
Your own.
Yeah, you're moving
point.
On your own. So nowadays is way different. So I think it's a different craft now. I think now it's a lot harder to be an artist. And it requires a lot of energy to make music, right? But now to be a brand around music, that takes up your whole day, bro. Yeah. It'll take up your whole week thinking of branding, thinking of clothing brands, thinking of, oh, I gotta wear this, I gotta hire this videographer, I gotta do, like, now every artist, they have a different struggle now, you get me? Mm-hmm. back then, I know how labels would be like, or how artists would be like, labels used to take advantage of artists. We talk about that, but we don't talk about how artists take advantage of labels too. Yeah. How they'll sign that deal and they just won't deliver. Mm-hmm. They won't drop the albums. Mm-hmm. They'll just take that money and peace out. Mm-hmm. You get me? So I think artists caught on to the game. Now they understand what game they're playing. And labels got their backs on the wall and they're just like, we can't control artists no more. We don't know who's hot. We don't know what the f*** is going to blow up because...
They're looking for the viral hit.
They're looking for viral.
There was I think it was on Twitter or X or whatever it is now, but they're talking about how like the music industry is struggling to find, you know, because you have your Ice Spices, your Olivia Rodrigo's, your like kind of viral artists like mm-hmm. that take over social media, and they're all looking for that next, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing to make it viral when maybe that's not the best formula for success. Or at least for
artistic success.
Cause, right?
It's not.
Sorry.
That might be a good formula for the business side of things right. to make money. But yeah. from like an artistic side, it's like, you know, that's probably not. If you're just trying to make music to go viral, then you're not really. You know,
it might work, but it won't bring like the success you want. You get me? Like I worked with Cricket. Cricket's on the Brahim Music. Peso Pluma's on the Prahim Music. I knew about Peso Pluma before the Veya records came out. And Cricket would tell me, compa, I got this kid. Little Mexican kid. Compa, he was like, his name is Peso Pluma. Te estoy diciendo, wey. He's like, I'm telling you, this kid's going to be big. The label's going to push him. So I think what it takes is like, nowadays it takes an artist to be dedicated. You get me? And committed to what they want to do. And then the label has to believe in them. Like, they got to put all they bread up behind them. You get me? And then that's kind of how they blow up. Because Peso Pluma is, like, the one that blew up the recent, like, artists that we've seen that went from here to fucking mega superstar. Yeah, you know? Right.
The songs were not even, like, he featured on most of the
those
songs.
Those are his features. Mm-hmm. Right. They put up a lot of bread, but mm-hmm. they believed in them. You get me? It's like, bet, y'all have a label, Fief, we believe in you. You know Kendrick, you know ASAP, she knows my Sexy Red or whatever. We're gonna pay him 100 racks. We're gonna put you on a record. You're gonna make the song better because we believe in your right. talent. Mm-hmm. One thing, boom, that fan base. Yeah. Next thing you know, boom, I'm in the game. Yeah, so I think labels need to stop looking at numbers. I need to start looking at artists by how disciplined and how committed they are to their dream.
Yeah,
and I think
stop looking at numbers. I'm tired of this.
Yeah. And I think that goes back to what we're talking about, like the difference between going viral and blowing up. And I think like those have two different definitions and we're seeing it,
but in
different ways.
That's
like
deep, yeah.
To go viral doesn't mean you're blowing up, and to blow up could mean that you go viral too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because of social media nowadays, because we have accessibility to platforms beyond just what the labels present to us. Because back in the days, what would we watch? You know, MTV. The marketing, yeah. MTV at night,
yeah,
you know, right. when you yep. had to sneak it on.
Tip drill.
Hey, standing right by the door, making sure no one comes in.
I would stay up just to watch
BET Uncut.
BET Uncut.
Credit card on the ass.
BET Uncut raised me.
That was crazy.
I used to stay up when one eye open. Like,
I know.
Like, pretend you're sleeping when somebody comes in.
Like, I don't know funny. How it turned on.
but see, back then they used to know how to hype it. Fans didn't have so much access to artists before.
Exactly.
Like now you know what I'm eating. Now you know where I sleep. Now mm-hmm. you know how I look. If I have a good day or bad day, depending on what I post.
Mm-hmm.
Back then it was more of that superstar look because they didn't have access to these artists like that.
Yeah.
You get me? So fans are more like.
and that's why a lot of artists nowadays are trying to use these platforms to find other ways to go viral beyond their music. Mm-hmm. And that's when it goes back to like, is it more like them taking the route of business? And are they really giving us what we love about music and what makes the music culture what we grew up with?
Mm-hmm. But you have your J. Cole's, you have your Drake's, you have your, well, not Drake, but J. Cole's, Kendrick's, they don't do interviews anymore.
Yeah.
And like, they still have a big hype before they even release.
Those came out
when labels were still investing.
They were the transitioning
investing.
Period.
They were the transition before the independent. Like, mm-hmm. like Triple X, Tentacion, Kodak, Nipsey, Lil Pump, like we were just talking about. They came in the era of like independent artists, SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They came in with labels are just like, what the f-? These kids are booking shows, booking tours.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We need us, like, you ain't signed us and you're getting all these shows?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So they're the ones that kind of broke through that
mold,
like the new they molded the new way.
And I think, like, in a sense though, for a lot of like artists, it's kind of democratized. Like, so fans, like for myself, I don't have to pay attention to what's on the radio or to what's on TikTok or to, you know, I can go out and find my own, you know, pockets of music that I listen to, and that aren't necessarily like, you know, gigantic, you know, they're not putting millions of streams, they're not selling out tours, but like they still have a decent audience and they're engaged, you know. So I think it also helps that for it's almost like there's smaller pockets of artists, you know, that aren't necessarily like the bigger, like to from previous eras. You had like, you know, six or seven guys that would like be able to sell out, you know, shows or do like a cross country tour. Now I feel like there's so many more artists that you might not necessarily be the biggest one, but you're still able to kind of like have like a decent, you know.
A neighbor could be an artist by tomorrow,
right? Exactly.
Because now studios are digital. That's the thing, everything went digital. Back then you needed the hardware to record, you had to be in a studio to record, and before I was recorded in my living room. Hit radio, like, you get me, everything's digital. They found a way to put all that into that computer, and that's why kids feel like they could just make a song, drop it tomorrow, and they feel like they're rappers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's no, you don't get the luxury
you
of
skip through. Walk.
Yeah, you skip through so many steps. Yeah. You feel me? So that's why it might seem like, damn, why is there so many artists? I see why. I feel like there's always been a lot of artists. We just weren't exposed to it like we are now.
Yeah, because Nuck If You Buck came out basically with that formula. They just had a Windows 98 computer, a mess of mic, and a tape, and they just recorded it like in their living room.
Yeah, that's how it sounded distorted.
Yeah,
too.
It sounded so bad. Yeah. It was because they did it in the living room, and like, their parents were like, "It's not gonna hit." They were 16, like selling out tours, like couldn't even get to the clubs.
They had to sneak into the clubs.
And I was just with Frankie J in the studio, I asked him. I was like, "Yo, how that Sugar record come about?" Mm-hmm. They recorded that in his, I believe he said, one of their mom's house.
Baby Bash
or mm-hmm. Frankie, mm-hmm. and he was like, that recorded in the closet.
That's crazy. Is he playing at a Galaxy game? Frankie J? I think I saw that.
I don't know.
He might have been. He was doing
some studio. Shout out to him though.
That just shows you that music is being processed different. Kind of like food, kind of like weed, kind of like talk about weed. You know, but kind of like clothes, even clothes. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's being processed different now.
You kind of lose a little bit of like the investment that you put in to like really find yourself or like really find like what it means to you, mm-hmm. because you're so much more, it's so much more accessible to you.
It is. Yeah.
So it just feels easy.
But at the same time, if you actually go through and, you know, do proper education, like school yourself to different techniques or different songwriting styles, or, you know, even just building like a large like listening, like catalog of stuff that you listen to, mm-hmm. you'll have more lasting power than the kids who just make a catchy beat and a catchy mm-hmm. hook right. on their computer really quick, you know, have their, you know, moment in fame, because like that's the extent to where of their expertise. But
right.
whether it's, if you have like a real music background, if you know what you're doing, you know, if you had that education almost, you know, you can switch up your sound like what you've done between different genres. Mm-hmm. You can like, there's a million different things that you can do, whether as you know, like a dude who can just cook something up on GarageBand. There's only like the ceiling for that is still, you know, there's a limit.
That's the thing I'm trying to hit. I'm just trying to be a Mambo number five type of guy. One hit wonder, baby.
What you gonna do when they put you in these studios with the Dre's and the Scott Storches? Then you're gonna be like, oh, y'all got GarageBand? It's like, no. Working on,
can I use my phone?
Can I use my phone? It's like, no, you can't. Yeah. So you get me. I don't know. You just got to be crafty. You know.
I think we're in a space, in a time and place where it's like, maybe in the next few years we'll see a difference, and maybe we'll start to like realize where music is going. Mm-hmm. And for us, like what we grew up with is gonna be what we grew up with. Or maybe it'll kind of go back to a little bit of what we were used to. Because I feel like we're, like, in that generation of, like, we've, you know, like, we mess with the old school, but we're also kind of in that new era.
Yeah.
But we're not.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Tricor Sports. Tricor Sports is where the value of passion, loyalty, and respect are not just words, but a way of life. These jerseys are more than just clothing. They're a tribute to the timeless spirit of the beautiful game. When you wear one, you're not just representing a team, you're showcasing your unwavering passion for soccer, a sport that transcends borders. The retro soccer jerseys offer the perfect blend of nostalgia and modern comfort. You'll not only look the part, but feel the passion, loyalty, and respect every time you put one on. If you need custom uniforms, they also offer that too. Their soccer uniforms are crafted with the finest quality materials, offering unmatched comfort, breathability, and flexibility. Whether you're a local club, school team, or professional organization, they cater to all levels of play. Every player deserves to feel like a pro, and the uniforms provide just that with a wide range of vibrant colors and sleek designs, allowing you to customize your uniforms to match your team's identity. Your players will feel united and confident, knowing they look sharp and stand out on the pitch. You can contact them through their website at www.tricoresports.com to discuss your team's requirements and get a step closer to victory. Passion, loyalty, and respect. That is Tricor Sports.
Looking like for it like we used to look for it, like there's still good artists out there like Reason from Top Dog. Like
Reason's album, his new album is fire. Yeah, really good.
So there's a rap
album.
Huh?
That's like rap album.
Rap. Yeah.
So like, there's a lot of artists still out there that make our type of music, but they're not like back in the day. I remember hours going through mixtapes.
Yeah.
Some mixtapes were just trash, and then just finding a mixtape that I like. That's how I found Cassidy. That's how I found like different artists growing up. Royce the 5'9" bar exam series,
Joe
Budden's mood music.
Yeah.
Like that, but that was just me sitting down just. Listening to Hip Hop DX articles, like
the blog era was crazy because like that kind of
blogs had power.
How many
back
mics
then?
How many mics did this mixtape get? Like
I remember Hot New Hip Hop would post songs before they were even mixed. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Download?
And artists would get mad at that because it's like, how the hell did they get this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you get like four different versions by the time.
Out of it for sure.
Like you'd hear the song on the radio and like you'd be like, oh, this is different than the version I have on my iPod. iPod is like, you know, all like raw and like, you know,
raw, lowest.
The
Carter 3 came out like four times before the
before
the real Carter 3.
The drought
that was like a whole real album.
Leaks. You know, he had
the
leak.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like that was the dope gimmick about music. I feel like that's what brought hype to the because it was like, oh, is it the real one? Is it not? Is it? I don't know.
And then artists had to pivot because like Lil Wayne, like his whole thing got leaked, so he had to like switch
y'all
wanna up.
Leak, y'all want to leak one of my songs?
Let's do it. Yeah,
we're gonna put it out here.
For real.
But the thing I'm concerned about is like how I mentioned with like rock. There's still good rock that's being made now, but like you know like the if you look at the Grammys, it's like Imagine Dragons, which is
bottom
like,
of the barrel.
You know, like that's like like. Walmart nice or like songs. Dressing room.
I think it'll come back.
Drag you know what I mean? To a concert.
Like, no, they're trash, bro. Like, that's like stuff to a grocery shop too. You know, like
crazy.
Like, and I just hope, because there is still good, you know, indie rock or whatever. That's being
forget
made.
Indie.
But like, I just hope that rap kind of
all the time. I'll be in a ride.
exactly. Like, you know what I mean. Like, but I just hope that rap doesn't go through that because now it's like. All like you hear this like industry plant. Not even that. But like
you
hear like industry plant
so
stuff
bad.
that's like so, you know, calculated and like you know it just doesn't feel like rap. You know, I just hope that we don't go through.
I mean, not the rap that we grew up on, but like hip hop became a worldwide genre, same as pop. So you put pop and hip hop, and now reggaeton is becoming a worldwide genre. Mm-hmm. It used to be just for Puerto Ricans, but now it became for everybody.
Colombia.
Now corridos, I feel like corridos is going to be the next thing. I think corridos is going to be worldwide. You're going to see Argentinians sing this motherfucker from Arkansas. I don't know from where.
Yeah, right.
They're going to
switch it
you
up.
You get me? Like genres nowadays, they still have the essence of pop though. Like the way I see music, like, the reason why Bad Bunny's success was so good with his last album, Un Verano Sin Ti, it was mixed like a pop album.
Yeah.
The mixing, vocals sat in front of your face. It sounded like you go listen to a Taylor Swift album, the right in your face.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Like,
yeah.
you can
yeah.
see the colors. You can hear the sounds. You're like, damn, what is the why do I feel like I'm in the room with him?
Yeah, so
it has a pop mix. It has a pop essence to it. You get me? Kendrick's mixing is a little more like rap.
Yeah.
You get me? They still want to make it sound a little dry. Still want to make the beat over, you know, come on top of the vocals. So this is all little things that I'll be listening to.
Yeah.
My ear's way different.
The ear,
behind the scenes of being an artist.
And then
the whole global thing too, because like the UK rap is kind of taking over now. And to me, like that's the more exciting. Like I mentioned earlier in the pod, where it's like it's not a lot of the stuff isn't very exciting. But when I listen to like some of the UK stuff coming out, it's like, yo, this is stuff I haven't really heard before. They're like kind of inventing new flows and they're doing stuff over beats that like you know are like sampling American rap.
Yeah, you know.
And it's like, yo, this is crazy. Like putting a whole new twist to it, like stuff like Central C's doing, Dave, you know, Saint, like some of these guys are like really like to me that's like what I'm starting to lean towards. But I feel like that will have its influence here too as well.
He's gonna come
to pop. What up, bro?
What's up, bro? Even, you know, like all those memes about, you know, you won't after you watch Top Boy. Yeah. It's like you start moving different.
They still want the American market though.
They do.
I don't know why. They want that so bad.
It's bigger. That's just what it is. It's just.
I don't think it's bigger. I just think it's cooler. Like,
well, and it too.
You get me? Because like, if you make it in the American market, you just get looked at like the Tupacs and the Dr. Dre's and the Biggies.
Because
it's where it originated.
Yeah, you know. So they're always looking for that validation of
where it came from.
So I mean, I think music would. I think it'll switch. The genres will switch. Rock is definitely at the bottom of the barrel, but I give it like 5 years, and then once people get tired of like the single artist, we're gonna get the groups again. I feel like we're gonna get the groups again. We need the groups.
Rock Nation just made a label, a rock label. Like, they're starting it off. Like, I think last year was like they opened it up like the Rock Nation, like rock whatever it is.
Yeah.
But like, and they're like big in the garage rock scene right now.
And like the emo, that whole emo sound is starting to come back too. Like, I mean, Paramore, they're opening for Taylor Swift coming up.
You see?
And I mean, I still rock. Paramore is fire. Like that.
I mean, they was already messing with it. Like Trippie Redd was doing like emo music. Mm-hmm. XXXTentacion was
He was the main one
to like highlight. Mm-hmm. I'm mixing the rock alternative with the hip hop, and I'm a still rap and might get melodic. And I heard some where he just mumbled the whole, like, he didn't say nothing. I'm like, but it sounds good.
The rock with the emo, because also Juice WRLD would do the same
Juice WRLD.
Trubux was never for me, you know, but when I listened to it, like, it would just be like, even like him, you know, it's like, yo, this is like stuff I've never heard before. They're like taking the form and flipping it, adding, you know, their eclectic taste to it, their personal input to it, and to me that's way more valuable than another Drake album where he's rapping about, you know, the same stuff that he's been rapping about for 15 years now, you know. It's like, you know, like I don't know, it's like maybe my listening to my ear, like the Drake stuff I'll listen to more than a XXX, but I appreciate the XXX for what it brings to music more so.
Drake can't do no wrong in my eyes.
Drake cannot do any wrong in your eyes.
He said, "Girls love me like Mo Aventura."
That's nuts. Like,
nah, he's top five lyricist.
Is that
lyricist?
You want to get Ramsey mad?
So. No. I mean, I'm not mad at that.
Nah, he's written big records for other folks too.
Yeah. And his hooks are like kind of what made, you know, when he was and.
These are top five lyricists though.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I wouldn't agree with that, but I think it's interesting that you
put a top 10.
Put a top 5 right now.
Top 5 like right lyricists? Now.
Yeah.
Oh shoot, dude.
I'm on the spot. You got to put him on the spot.
No order.
That's a good. Yeah. Cop out. All
right, cool. That's good.
I mean, you got to throw Lil Wayne in there. You got to throw Biggie. You got to throw Jay-Z. I mean, Eminem, like, you got to put in there because, like, I'm not.
I'll put M, like, under
like
five.
6, 7.
Yeah, I'll put him 7.
M, like, in terms of, like, pure lyricism, like, I'm, I find it very difficult to listen to Eminem these days.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm happy. I'm not emotional.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm
crazy. Kind of like the old Kanye.
And it's weird.
I'm secure, you know, like with myself. I'm not, I don't have angst, a lot of angst inside.
But
like,
I love my mama.
Back in the day,
if my mom pisses me off,
I have a great relationship with my parents. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like when I throw in an Eminem, like whether it's a new Eminem song or an old Eminem song, like I just like, I have to, I find it very difficult to listen to. Yeah. But like you cannot deny like some of the stuff that he's been able to rhyme, like put together. So I think you have to put him, if you're talking like straight lyricists, straight bars, like, you know, like I feel like
Lotto, it don't fit you.
He came up from a battle rap.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that,
exactly.
Yeah. Anybody that came up that way level. That you already.
Yeah.
You on the list for sure.
So you got four. You need one more.
Yeah. If you're not a battle rapper, I don't think we could put you up there.
No, but Ramsey, you need one more. Lil Wayne, you said Lil Wayne, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, Biggie.
Eminem,
and then like Pump. Kendrick. You could put Kendrick in there. Huh?
Lil Pump.
If we're talking catchy hooks, Lil Pump.
Soulja Boy gets them all.
Nah, I feel like that's a whole nother.
Right. Yeah, but Kendrick, all right,
Kendrick.
So.
I'll put Kendrick in there
because Kendrick, what he did with To Pimp a Butterfly, dude, to me, like,
still playing it,
blows my mind. Like, that to me is one of the most complete albums, like, ever created. So, I mean, like, off the top of my head, those are five. You could, like, you know, you could, there's Nas, Tupac, like,
Ice Cube doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Ice Cube is very, very, because now Ice Cube is the dude from, you know, 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
And so they forget that Ice Cube, like, you know, America's Most Wanted, like had.
He's the best rapper actor, I think.
Oh, definitely. I think so.
Rapper going from rapping to acting. Yeah. I give him the one.
I think. Yeah. Vince Staples in Abbott Elementary. I don't know if you guys seen that. But he's... If he wanted to, he could fight for that. But
Staples hilarious, bro.
Yeah, Vince Staples is funny. But I mean, so like the best part about, you know, music and having discussions about music is all subjective. You know, like you can have your personal opinions. There's no like,
nah, bro, no, you can't. No,
Dylan.
No, you can't.
I mean, it's all personal.
Yeah, you know? Personal,
like,
for me. Like,
the albums
I listen to all the time is still like
Bridget. I
want to
hear top five because I want to get a girl's perspective of like
for what
lyricists, for like top lyricists? Five.
Two Life Crew,
rap or rapper. Top five rappers for you.
Yeah,
let's say top five rappers.
Let's see. I think I've definitely Lil Wayne. Carter 3 was my growing up. Like I had that on repeat. I would say I'd also put Nicki Minaj up there because Moment for Life and just like
can't forget the females. You see what I'm saying? Because Nicki Minaj would rip a lot of the motherfuckers' heads off.
Nicki Minaj had
on
like,
that Monster remix. She killed everybody.
Monster, yeah. That Monster, Monster. Verse. Yeah. A verse on Monster was like, you know.
Yeah, what song? The Revenge or something like that.
Roman's Revenge.
Yeah. Both of them with Lil Wayne, I think, and then. Someone else. She has another feature with someone.
Damn,
so Nicki Minaj was hard. She would put me on game before my games for soccer. She would put me like in the zone.
Wayne, Nicki.
Tyga.
Hey, Tyga was hard coming up though.
A few songs.
He was swaggy. He wasn't a rapper. He was swaggy. Okay. He said some where I was like
there'd be like
it'd be like bro.
Almost every
that well done mixtape
block with the frack with the lock.
Yeah. The well done mixtape
we suck like what the
starting the pain with the Hoovers. It's crazy. It's crazy.
So you got Wayne, Nicki.
Wayne, Nicki. Let's see who else.
Saucy Santana.
That's hilarious.
I started.
Yeah, you did. Let's see.
You gonna get Lil Rob, is it?
Lil Rob.
He was MB Writers?
He was my summer vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lil Rob was my summer vibes.
Wayne, Nicki.
Beautiful.
Wayne, Nicki. I'm trying to think of other female artists that I with.
Well, they gotta be females. Well, get a bad surprise.
I mean, there's a bunch of like, you know, like
Remy Ma. I feel like
Remy Ma went in. Yeah,
oh, you know
yeah.
who?
Eve was hard.
What's her name from? Why am I blanking out? I think she's from the. Kamaya. I fuck with Kamaya heavy because she has like that.
Like, it up.
Yeah.
No.
She like in the zone in the mood for like
she's
just
from Oaktown.
Vibing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see who else.
Ilakari. La Cardi B?
Cardi's hard, yeah. I feel like she's... You know what? I will say I appreciate her growth because she never gave up. She didn't start the best. I remember listening to her when she was like coming out of Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And I would just She was like, back in the day, she was like the sexy red of the times. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of like took it to, she was like, all right, let me really mess with my focus. And she took it to another level, and now she's up there. And she's doing the Spanish side of it too.
Yeah.
So I would say, I would definitely give Cardi her credit.
And talking about actor, rapper, she's in that movie with J-Lo. What's that movie?
Hustlers.
Yeah. She's good. She was really good in that.
And she's, and she's funny.
I haven't seen it.
That movie's good. That movie's,
I want to see it.
You guys would enjoy it.
We should see it.
Y'all would enjoy it.
We'll do an urban pitch movie night.
So you got three, you got two more.
Okay, let me see. Who did I listen to? You know what? I guess maybe they would be rappers, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
I would listen to them heavy. I don't know why. I wasn't even like crazy like that.
Yeah.
But they just had a certain vibe that you could just like, you know, like really
There were the few to come out rapping with a melody, right?
Yeah,
they were the ones that came out.
And they had a
nice
voice too. Yeah.
That's when the melodic rap came.
First, the best live event I've been to, not the first, but the best was that versus battle between Three Six Mafia and
I was so jealous. When you
I was there, man. It was so much fun.
Yeah. 3-6 is probably one of my favorite.
Three Six definitely won that one. But just Bone Thugs singing their songs like I grew up with in the '90s. But I still like 3-6 Mafia way more though.
Yeah, last one.
And this is, again, my perspective. Yeah, personal. Yeah. Okay, I like, back in the day, I feel like there's a lot that I should be adding to the list. But if I'm really thinking about, like, personal that, like, I really f***ed with heavy, it'd be those. And then the last one would be Dom Kennedy. Because for me, Dom Kennedy / Casey Veggies, like, that era.
That whole era, bro, was such a great time.
The only thing that come close to that was that Shoreline Mafia era that they had 2018. But LA has, like,
I don't think it was. It wasn't the same. Or at least it wasn't as, like.
No, but I'm saying the city was lit around that time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
Dom, like, even though, like, as much recognition Dom gets in LA, like, that's all he gets. Nowhere else. He's like the Bay Area rapper that is only known in the Bay.
Yeah. Well, they got outshined by YG and Ty Dolla.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
They got outshined.
But I feel like that was a great era, early 2010s.
The peak of the blog
YG
era.
YG and Ty just understood. That's what I'm saying. They understood the business. Mm-hmm. They understood, we want to make money off this. We want to go worldwide. Ty Dolla made hit records with Mustard and YG.
And Tyga was part of that little era they had going on, that 2010 to 2013. That was LA was running things.
That's a good fire. That's a good fire.
I mean, that's respectable.
Yeah. Fuck with that fire.
Yeah.
Respectable.
It is. I mean, good, respectable, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about some like the newer artists? Like is there anyone that, like, I know you said you've been listening to like older hits. Maybe you can even throw some of like what you're listening to now.
Nah, the new ones with Baby Keem.
Oh, Baby Keem is Baby his, Keem. He's very influential right now. Like,
yeah, because he's a producer / artist, so I fuck with him. I like Smino. Smino's real good.
Yeah, I love. I saw him at the Palladium.
Palladium.
Mm-hmm. Him Baby and, Keem, Smino. GID. Don Tolliver's amazing too.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with Don. Another new one. Damn, I only got three right now. Those are my top three right now where I'm like, all right, I respect these.
Don Tolliver can get, he can kind of like, you know, multi like genre bending.
He's holding it down. Now he's holding it down for whatever. And he's Travis Scott ain't doing.
Yeah, right, exactly. But he's got some crazy features.
Yeah, he's filling in where Travis Scott ain't filling in.
Yeah.
Right.
Me, yeah. I mean, but
after Astroworld.
Yeah, my favorite right now is for sure cut. Like the youngest cat that I would love to collab with and I could bump all day is Baby Keem.
Yeah.
That kid is insane.
That's I feel like he's in terms of like people like, you know, that you kind of followed, because he was like, he's like Kendrick Lamar's cousin, right?
Yeah.
So like that's kind of like how I maybe first even heard of him. I don't know if that, but like TDE, when they were signing whoever they would sign, I was just like, okay, like, you know, I gotta listen to this person, whoever it was. I feel like he's someone that, like, you know, you. One of the few people who you could follow like that is like, okay, this guy's gonna sell at stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was here when he was playing, you know, some smaller shows, but this guy, like, he's gonna be playing at, you know, Staples Center. And that, like, I feel like there aren't that many artists right now that, like, you know, you can, like, because like even in the blog era, like when we, like, it was like all the TDE guys you could go see play at a smaller venue, like, you know, 100, 200 people like venue. And now it's like the only place you're gonna see them, like, you know, the original, like, Black Hippie, you know, five, like, they're gonna be
playing. When they performed in the 2014 Made in America Festival here in LA, like, they had the first night second night was Kanye West.
Yeah.
Like, I was there and it was just crazy. Like, seeing Schoolboy, J-Rock, Absol, Kendrick. Like, you can tell they were going to be, like, they were just starting. They were already big, but you can tell they were going to get bigger with, than what they already are.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have brought that festival back. They have different ones, but that Made in America festival was, like, middle of downtown L.A. You walked and I saw Nipsey, I saw YG, Hit-Boy, like, it was just crazy. Like, how many artists?
LA has a lot of dope artists. Like, right now, I've just been listening to a lot of LA artists. Kalen For Real, Rucci, Chris O'Bannon is hard.
Blast is dope.
I just feel like I wish he could hit a different pitch with his voice. He's very flat.
Yeah.
Flat, I like every Blast. Time. Very flat.
Kalen feels like he's going to be the next one to blow up, even though he's not, like, he's, like, in that edge to blow up. He hasn't blown up yet. Like I feel like he could, but, like, as well, as much as the labels back him up, like, everybody else backs him up, like, everybody's favorite rapper knows Kalen For Real, and, like, they want to make a song with Kalen. Like, he's, like, right there. He's almost the next one to come out
he's
of LA.
Right there. I feel like he's on the cusp of becoming the next, I won't say the next T-Pain, but he could have the T-Pain effect where he's finna be on everybody's hooks.
Yeah.
You feel me? He's gonna have hooks with everybody. So, he's dope.
He's ready. He's ready to be the a bigger artist than what he is right now.
Yeah.
What about, like, D-Smoke? And
D-Smoke's cool. D-Smoke's Sir. Cool.
Sir?
Sir.
Cool. Sir. Yeah. Sir. Oh, yo, Sir's got some. Yeah. Sir's pretty that's dope. Like on some R&B, you know, like,
D-Smoke's cool. I just feel like he gets compared to Kendrick too much. I don't know how he's going to find a way to get out of that. Yeah. But he got to find it. He got to make a pop record.
Well, I think that's why he's doing more of, like, he does more Spanish now, too.
But it ain't him.
I feel like that's the only other way to kind of, like, curve out of that.
It's like yes and no, because at the same time, it's like, is it being respected or is he really about the culture? Is he just using it just to gain a fan base and all these questions? I don't know what his intention is. Right. I'm sure he f***s with Latinos, but these are questions that fans are gonna ask. Like, are you just doing it for the clout? Are you doing it because now Mexico's hot because Latinos are on top right now?
I think he said it on the Netflix show that he came out of. Like, he said that he grew up in Inglewood and all his people were all Hispanic. So he learned the culture. He learned to appreciate the culture, especially the Mexican culture.
He's a Spanish teacher too, right?
Yeah, and he was a Spanish teacher too. Yeah. So, like, he, like, just growing up in Inglewood, like, his neighbors were Mexican, like, invited him to carne asada. So, like, he's about the culture. He just, he's trying to blow up singing Spanish because it's something that he feels passionate about to the point where he became a teacher.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's still trying to find, like, what's going to work for him. I don't know. I can't.
Right.
Like, I'll hear it and I'm just like,
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's
not for, like, everybody. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. And not every artist has to be, you know. But there are some things that you can recognize, like, in artists. Like, it doesn't even have to be for you.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, okay, this guy has something.
Okay, so this is my thing. Why isn't he collabing with LA artist with LA Hispanic artists if he's about the culture? That's where my question comes. You get me? That's where my question comes.
That's true.
You want to do the LA Spanish? Why don't you put somebody like OGZ on your record?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you put somebody like Money Sign Suede on your record? Mm-hmm. Peso, myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw myself in there because I'm on that motherfucking lane too.
My people know your people.
And I know we know what's up. You get me?
Right.
And not to say nothing, but I started this Spanish sample out here in LA. You feel me?
Yeah.
There you go.
Put it out there, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to work with them. We've been trying to work, and it hasn't happened. But that's my question with folks like that. Is like, bet you want to do Spanish music, influence music, then
do it right.
Do a feature. I think if you collab with somebody, you know, then you could get that extra push from Latinos. They'd be like, bet you're not just doing it for clout. You're actually putting a Latin artist on your back. You know, you're gonna put them on the scene.
Yeah.
But I think that's what sucks about LA. Because we so political with, you know, we bring up the most dumbest shit, but that's how I see it. I mean, it's the same way how Bad Bunny blew up. Bad Bunny blew up because all the Puerto Ricans put him on.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? We was just saying Peso, every song that he made was a feature.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, bet we putting this on our wing. Feature. People thought that Creepy Kush song was his. It wasn't his.
Yeah.
Creepy. That was Farruko's record.
Yeah.
And look at him now.
Now he's doing his own thing. But, like, I think that's where D-Smoke got to go. And we have mutual friends, and I wish I could talk to him about that. It was like, bro, just put a Latino, get that Latino feature. Put Snow the Product on one of your fucking records.
Oh, yeah.
Put Daisy Lynn on one of your records. You feel me? Like, put, there's Latin artists out here. You just ain't fucking trying to, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if the right people are guiding you through it. I don't know what it is, but if you need help, let me know. I could put you on with all the hottest Latin artists out here.
And that was my only knock on the YG Tyga song with John Z. I was like, it's an LA song. It's like LA cut. Like, I put John Z that doesn't, he probably studied the culture, but he's not about the culture. He's a Puerto Rican guy from Puerto Rico. He should have done another LA, Spanish LA. Even
it
should
have been OGZ. It should have been OGZ.
Or
should have been OGZ. Should have been OGZ. I think that
Gold song would have been crazy.
Should have been OGZ, and OGZ would have fucked that record up better than bro. But like I said, it's LA politics. Is
right.
He knows who. We don't know what the like, behind the scenes. You got me. But
across the industry, I feel like it's like that too.
But you know, that's why I fuck with people like Perico. He didn't think twice with doing a collab with me. Somebody like Kayla didn't think twice to collab with me. Working with Jenny 6ix9ine too, like, she don't think twice to collab with me. She's Mexican, I'm Salvadorian, you know, the clash and boom.
Yeah.
The politics, like, can we make a hot record?
Bring it together.
Yeah, let's bring it together. Mm-hmm. So that's where my state of mind is at. And just me not stepping outside, but me seeing it from the outside in, I'm like, all right, that's what's fucking up the game right now. Nobody's really collaborating.
Yeah.
Like, there's not enough collabs. But I wish we could see that more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're running low on time here, but before we go, Fivo, you wanna one last plug for Mata. Where can we stream that?
Go stream Mata right now on Spotify, Apple Music, all social media platforms. Shout out Spotify for putting us on the playlist. We're on the Vividas playlist. I think they put us on the New Music Friday Latin. I'm the only independent artist on that playlist, next to Fade, next to Bad Bunny, J Balvin, and Junior Ache. So I'm going to, you know, we gonna call it how we see it, because if it wasn't for Urban Pitch giving me a platform to talk my shit, then I wouldn't be here. And anybody else that supported me. So, you know, let's just go up. Let's go up.
No question.
Oh, yeah.
No,
y'all got to go cop the shirts, too. Look, we make the t-shirts. Go cop the t-shirt.
Hey.
We're going to put the link in the
bio. The merch is on point. The merch has always been on point.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
shout out to the Tias.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Tias. Shout out to all the Tias, all the Toxy guys. You feel me? My number is 323-555-555.
Freshly divorced.
Freshly divorced.
All y'all.
Fresh. Freshly divorced.
But Fief, we appreciate you always coming on, dropping some knowledge, giving us, you know, some perspective and insight. I thought this was really, really insightful and, you know, good conversation, but it always is.
Hell yeah.
Through, but people, appreciate you. William Montarosa, Bridget Flores, I'm Renzo Fushala. This has been the Urban Pitch Podcast.
I got your name.
No.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.